Okay, we are on Daf Chaf Hey Amud Beis, and we are 2, 4, 6 lines down at the end of the line. Pasach Alei Hahu Yenuka. So we saw the Maisa on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said that the Rabba Rav Huna and the Rav Hamnuna were Nifter, and both of them, the mitzvahs were brought up to Eretz Yisrael. And we had this meister that when they got to a bridge, and the bridge was quite narrow, and there was only room for one of the two to go up, and the camels stopped. And the question is, which of the two should go forward? And there was a tie there. There was an Arab who said that Rabba Rav Huna should go first, because not only is he a tzaddik, a chacham, but his father was also. And he was punished for that. And we mentioned Rashi, we mentioned the Ibn Yaakov. So now the Gemara moves on to a discussion about Hespedim. And it says like this, Pasach Aleha Hu Yenuka. So both Rabba Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna, they came to Eretz Yisrael and they had to give the Hesped for them. So Pasach Aleha Hu Yenuka. So a young Chacham was Masped and said, Gez Yeshishim Alami Bavel, the Imay Sefer Melchamis. So the Gez, like the roots, the trunk of Yeshishim, of an aged scholars, came up from Bavel, referring to one of the two. The Ima is Sefer Melchamis, and with him is the Sefer Melchamis. So Rashi says over here a few pshatim. If you look at Rashi, 7 or 8 lines down, Sefer Melchamis, Sefer Torah. It's a reference to this Sefer Torah. Lishnachrina Shenilcham Rabba V'Rav Hamnuna. Meaning, it's almost like there was a battle between the two, which one was going to cross over the bridge first. And as you mentioned yesterday, the teeth of the tayah fell out. It's a reference to Rabba Rav Huna. To who? Ben Gedolim. Meaning, what does it mean, Gez Yeshishim? He's the trunk, he's the root of Yeshishim, of another aged scholar. That's a reference to Rabba Rav Huna, because he's a Ben Gedolim. He's the son of Rav Huna. To who? Reish Gola. The Imoy, and with him is the Sefer Melchamis. Imoy is Rav Hamnuna. So the Gez Yeshishim and the Sefer Melchamis is a reference to Rabba Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna. Kas v'kipoid huchpalu. So kas v'kipoid huchpalu. So what does he say over here? Right, the Gilgan says Pirish afilu ayufis. Even these bad birds are coming to see when these two Chachamim died. Rashi says Klala, and this is a reference to a Klala. Liris Bashid Vishever, they're coming to see the terrible destruction, the calamity, Habami Shinar, which has come from Babel, which has come from Shinar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry with his world. The Chamas Mimenu Nefashis, and he is chapped. He's taken Nefashis away. V'samach behem, and Hashem is happy with them. Kekala Chadasha, like Hashem is happy, or like one is happy with a Kala Chadasha. Meaning it's bad for us, but so to speak, it's good for Hashem, insofar as these great tzaddikim now have come and they are with Hashem. Rechiv Arabis Sos V'Sameach Bavoy Elav Nefesh Naki V'Tzadik. So the one who rides in the Arabis is delights in Bavoy Elav Nefesh Naki V'Tzadik. And the fact that a Nefesh Naki V'Tzadik comes to him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy. The Inyakov explains, why does it say Rechav Aravis over here? The Hashem, who's the one who's in the Aravis, is happy when the Tzaddikim come. So he says, based on the Gemara, which we're going to see in a couple of weeks, in Chagiga Yud Beis Amud Beis, it says, Aravis, what's special about Aravis? It speaks about the various seven heavens, and it mentions about Aravis, what happens in Aravis, Shaboi, Ginzi Chayim, Ginzei Shalom v'nishmi seyem shel tzadikim v'tal she'asad l'hachis b'yasam esim. So one of the things which is stored in Aravis is the neshamis of the tzadikim. So that is that was what the Saptan said about the Ptira of Rabba Barav Huna and Rav Hamnuna. And as we mentioned several times, I think the Ritzvah says it over here also, it says like this, here we go, says the Ritzvah, Kol Zeh, he speaks about this Hesped, Kol Zeh Levisha Roi Loimar Lameis, Me'inyane Hameis, Shvachay Sov, one should be Meshabeth Lameis, like the Gemara says elsewhere, Kishameis Edmer Malad, A Chasid, A Anav, the Gemara Brachas, referring to someone who's Kedeh Makim Letzvilase. The Hakol Fimashu Kain Masav, a person needs to say the actions of the Nifter, Vafil Laharbeis Davar She'ene Haflaga, even to add a little bit, as long as it's not exaggerated, that one can do. The Ritva says that, but someone who exaggerates a lot, so then the Chazal say elsewhere that Hashem will be Pireya, not only from the Sapton, but even from the Mace. It's Ma'ira Kitrag. You're saying this person was such a nice person, so kind, and he was a big Balstalker. Oh yeah? Let's examine his actions and see if he was. We mentioned before that the Taz asks a question and says, what do you mean you're allowed to exaggerate a little bit, but not a lot? A little bit, but not a lot. In fact, the Taz, what difference does it make if it's a little sheker or if it's a lot of sheker? A sheker is a sheker. And the Taz has an interesting shot. He says, if the fellow, you know, you'd come to him and you'd ask him to give 50 pounds for tzedakah, the stomach, if you'd ask him for 55 pounds, he probably also would have given. So a little exaggeration you can do, but a lot you may not do. Good. Says the Gemara Vayitki Noch Nafshei Duravina. When Ravina was Nifter, Pasach Alei Ahu Sabdano, a Sabdana said the following: Tomorrow, may Niu Roish Al Tzadik Ketomar. The date trees, the palm trees, you should wave your heads on someone who is Nimshal to a Tomar, on a Tzadik Ketomar. Nasim Leleis Kiyamim, we should place nights like days. Al Mesim Leleis Kiyamim, on an individual who would place nights like days. In other words, who would learn Yemen Valaila. So too we should be Nasim Leles Kayamim. Rashi says directly across, Nasim Leles Kayamim, the Hesped. Meaning we should have such a, so many Hespedim, nights like days, the Hesped, Al Shesam Leles Kayamim, but they run an individual who was some Leles Kayamim. Amali Barav Ashi Lebarakipaik. A fascinating discussion. Rav Ashi goes to Bar Kipaik. Rashi tells us, as we're going to see, Bar Kipaik and Bar Ovin havu sapdani. They were sapdani, that was their job. They were professional sapdani. They were eulogizers. That's what they did. Fascinating. On the Rav Ashi Bar Kipaik, havu yoima, on that day, as in on the day that I die, havu yoima, my amris, what are you going to say about me? Fascinating, you know, fascinating question. And also, like, I don't know, why did he want to know? Why did he want to know what the Sapton was going to say about him? And it seems to be that these Saptonim, they were big people. I mean, we're going to see in a minute the Maisa where they got to a river and they needed to cross the river and he turned to the Sapton and he said, you know, say something, you know, daven for us that we should be able to cross the river. I mean, it seems to be the study Saptonim, they were big people. So what's the pshat that Rav Ashi wanted to know what the Sapton was going to say? I don't really know the answer to that. The only thing I was thinking is, there's a, in the Sefer Bina Le'itim, Rav Zayi Thigo, it was back 500 years, he darshans the pasuk, explains the pasuk of Hoydiyena Hashem Titzi, Umidas Yamei Mahi, Eidoe Ma Chodal Ani. So David HaMelech says, let me know my kates, and my Midas Yamei Mahi. And I need to know what I'm still lacking to do. And he says, basically, a person really needs to know how long he's going to live for, and what his mission is in life. And if you know those two things, then you're good to go. If in other words, if the Eibishter tells you, you should know, you're going to live 85 years, 90 years, and this is what you need to do. Or this is the list of everything. So you can kind of know, I can know now what still needs to be done, what I have left to do. person doesn't know how long they're going to live. They don't necessarily know what their mission is, what they have to do, and so on. So I don't know, maybe something along those lines that, you know, this is the great Ravashi. It was the end of Stimus HaTalmud, and this was someone who was a Sapsid, and he was really Oymed on every single person and their koiches and what they were able to do. You're going to tell me what you're going to say about me as to my tafkid and my shlichus and so on. I don't know. It's an interesting question he asked him. So, fascinating. So he says like this. So he said like this, my amris, amrlei, I'm going to say the following. Im ba'arozim nafla shal heves. If we find that even by a great cedar tree, you are nimshal to an erez, and if you see that a flame has engulfed the cedar, ma yase ezeve kir. So can you imagine a little ezeve, a little hyssop? You know, alachas kama v'chama, that the rest of us need to worry about a shal heves engulfing us. Leviathan b'chaka hayala. If the great fish, you're nimshal to a leviathan, with a chaka, with a hook, brought up. If a hook was able to bring up a great leviathan, ma'yasu degeira kak. So what a little fish, which were in a tiny little stream. How easy it is to just scoop them out of the waters. B'nachal sheitev nafla chaka, in a great nachal. A chaka has fallen, and here the Rash in the Ksav Yad says it's a lashon of dryness. It's not a lashon of a hook, but it, so in other words, if you have a great raging river, it became dry, as in you're a great river, and it's dried out. Mayasu may gave him. What are you going to say about a little puddle? So that's what the Sapsa, that's what Bar Kipik said to Ravashi, that's what I'm going to say about you. Now, Amali Bar Ovin, who was another Sapton, Chas v'shalom, the chak v'shal heves, but tzadiki amino. You shouldn't use these mishalom, these words of a shal heves and a hook. These have got bad connotations. Shal heves is fire, that kind of conjures up images of Gehenim, as if to say that this great tzaddik Ravashi somehow is shaykh to the Aish of Gehenim, and to like being a hook. You know, you don't say that. That's not a good thing to say. That is not a good thing to say. So he says, Ella my Amris, some of the Girsa. So what, you know, what would you say about Ravashi? Ella my Amris. I mean, I would just say very simply, Bachu la Avelim v'le la Avedo. You should cry the Avelim for the Avelim, but not for the actual Aved itself. Shehi Limanucha V'anu L'anacha. Meaning the Aved itself, for Ravashi, he's going to a good place. He's going Limanucha. V'anu L'anacha. And we have this terrible sadness, this terrible sorrow. That is what I would say. Says the Gemara, Cholish Daite Olayu. Ravashi was very upset with their hesped. We'll see in a minute why. Vishapuch karayu, and their feet kind of were turned over. Rashi says, cholish daiti. Let's just see the Rashi. Cholish daiti the high medami lila shalhevis. Rashi says, Rashi was upset because Bar Kipik compared him and used the terms of shalhevis. The Haila Aveda, and Bar Oven said he is like an Aveda, and and their feet kind of became overturned, became like twisted, so that the bottom of the foot became like, was like twisted. They weren't able to walk properly. And Ahu Yema Le Asu La Spude, on the day that Ravashi died, they didn't come to be Masvid. Behind the Dom Ravashi, this is what Ravashi meant when he said Le Bar Kipik Chalitz V'Le Bar Oven Chalitz. Neither one of them are able to do chalitza because of the way their feet are. Rashi says, leibar kipik v'leibar avin chalitz mishum de is hapchu karayu, because their feet got turned over. The tanina, and we learned in Yevamos, Ayman de mazgi luchsa de riglo le chalitz, meaning he's walking in a very strange fashion, like over here where literally his foot is kind of upside down. that there amra v'cholza na'alei mi'al raglay, le mitachas la raglay. The way his foot is, it's kind of all switched. It's kind of out of position, so that he's not able to do chalitza. So the Mashon says over here, very interesting. He says like this. One second. One second. Is this what I wanted? No. One second. Excuse me. Here we go. Chalish daite. Kipirish Rashi. Dahay medam ilay lishon heves v'hayla aveda. Ad kam mishin rotzolim. Kishi yichle kishal heves. V'shiya aveda. Meaning you're going to be finished off like a flame, and you compare it to a lost object. V'enei kein ki hatzadik yesh lay hisharus anefesh leilam haba. There is permanence to the nefesh of the tzaddik in elam haba. V'hadich siv hatzadik ovad. That which the pasuk in Yeshaya says the tzaddik is ovad. Ainu l'doray. It's only for his generation. Aval laveda mashma shehu gufei dover hanevad. It's mashma that he himself is something which is lost. V'nenshu, and they got punished. This hapchu karayu shloyu ruim lachleitz. Meaning, is the continuation. Meaning, and the fellow was not able to be yakim shem. So then the oven comes along, and does it. So it's somehow showing and bringing back the continuity of the nefesh. Lahakim achiv shem kiyadua labale hakabala. That is the mashad. It's a fascinating Iyun Yaakov over here. Very, very interesting. He says, okay, so Bar Ovin and Bar Kippa are not able to do chalitza because their feet are overturned and so on. So presumably, what would happen? They would have to do yibum. He says, "Mashma di yivu me miyabim." Afilu bizman hazeh. Now the Gemara says Nivomis. The Gemara says originally the Mishnah Rishon used to say mitzvah yibum kidemis. If you have a choice of doing yibum and chalitza, do yibum. But eventually they said mitzvah chalitza kidemis, because eventually when they were no longer mechaven l'shem shemayim, they were just mechaven for the taiva shabai and so on. So they said fakert mitzvah chalitza kidemis. Ad kedid they said kol abo al eshesach shalishalil l'shem mitzvah kilo ba al eshesach kilo pegev is eshesach, and it's a davar no, you're not supposed to do it. Says the Inyak of Mashma, but in this case of Bar Oven and Bar Kipuk, where they were no longer able to do Chalitza, Mashma, the Yivumi and Miyabim, Afilip is Manazeh. Ube Medinas Elush, E Negim, Liyabim, Kiai Gavna. I'm sorry, in our Medinas, where the Minig is not to do Yivim, Kiai Gavna, Diev Shalachlitz Klal, in a situation where you cannot do Chalitza, Yivumi Miyabim, I pass again, they should talk to Yivim. Either einze bechlal the chol she'ina oil lechalitza eina oil leyibum, and this is not included in the klal of if you're not someone who's capable of doing chalitza, you didn't do yibum. Ki ragle koyivle, it's really just a case where his foot is in pain. The chim mavur b'tshuvaisi chelik aleph simen kuf chav zayin. This is what I paskin in my tshuva shvus Yaakov. The chinas hisi alach lamaisa ve'rachti binyan zeh b'tshuvasi chelik gimel. The dachisi kol das and mafakpikin b'zeh yun sham. And there are those who want to bring a raya from the lashon of the Masha in Chidushi Agadis, the Masha Kosev Derech Remez, Ki Hayibu Ma'achalitza, the Chulu, says the Inyakov, do me a favor, Ein Tzarech Lahashiv Aleim, I don't need to even respond to this Taina. Ki Afiru Mi Divri Agada, Ein Lemdim Hilchasa. You don't know an halacha from Divri Agada. Mikol Shekein Shein Lemdim, Me Mefarish Achrein, Shekosev Lefitumai, Derech Drash for Remez Ba'alma, Valin is Kavan Lies Nachis Ladina. It's not like the Masha intended to, like, you know, to paskin the halacha, what would be in the case of Yibum and Chalitza. So he writes very strongly, I would say, in Tak, in such a case, even Bizmanenu, that we say that Mrs. Chalitza is Kedemis, but in this case, we'd be forced to say that they should do Yibum.
Barkiplus and Bar Ovin, there was no actual case where they had to do Yibum.
Correct. We're not speaking about a case where their sisters-in-law actually fell to them. He just said, "Lu yitzuyer they wouldn't be able to do chalitza, and that which was Yaakov is saying, and I would say, but we have to do chayibam, and that's how I pask it in a different case. It's also fascinating. I mean, Rav Ashi asked Bar Kippuk, what would you say at my Levias? He said, this is what I would say. And he got angry with him, and he got this terrible punishment. I mean, you know, I guess he should have just said, I don't know, I'd have to, he should have not said anything to Rav Ashi. Very interesting. Okay, Rava Ki, have you asked Tula Diglas? When Rava went to the river Tigris, Arli Levar Ovin, he said to Bar Ovin, this Saptan, Kumeima Milsa, say something, we need to cross the river. So again, you see that the Bar Ovin was a big man. Koyev Amar, he stood up and he said, Bo Reiv Shalishis or Shalisheha, the Mayim. The majority of the Shalisheha has entered the Mayim. Rashi says, Reiv Shalishis, or some of the gifts of Shalisheha, Yisrael Nikru Shalishis. Varova Shakul Karev Yisrael. So the majority of Klal Yisrael have come to this place. The Amrele Kum, the Emamil, Sakalim Bakesh Rachamim. So this is what he said. The majority of Klal Yisrael have come to the Mayim. Zachar Varachim. Remember, have Rachmanis. Tainu Macharecha Ki Ishimi Baila. On the one hand, meaning notwithstanding the fact that we have turned away from you like an adulterous woman, but al taznichenu ka'is meimara. Don't kind of discard us like a woman who has to drink bitter water. So this is what Bar Ovin said to get the water to open up for them. See, he was a big person. Chanin, Yochanan, Zera, Abba, Yaakov, Yosi, Shmuel, Chia, Menachem, Simon. Say again. It doesn't say what happened, but this was a tefillah which he said at the time to allow them to cross the water. Did it mean that the water there was strong rapids and it made it impossible to cross and he calmed it down? Not so clear. So Gemara is going to speak about various things which were said at the hespedim of these people. Rav Chanin Chasnei Debei Nesiahava. He was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Loi Ka Havei Le Bani. And he was not zeichet to have children. Bo rachme, they davened, vahavole hahu yema, vahavole, excuse me, and he had a son. Hahu yema dahavole, and on the day that his son was born, nachnafshe. Nebuch, he died on the day that his son was born. Pasachle hahu sabdana. So the sabdan said the following. Simcha lesuga nepcha. The great simcha was nepach to sorrow. Sasin v'yogin nidbuku. And delight, rejoice, and grief have stuck together. Beis simchasei nenach. At the time of great simcha, of great delight, that a child was born, the sorrow. Beis chaninasei. At a time of tremendous chain, where seemingly favor was found in your eyes, avad chaninoi. The one who was tried to be ma'er the chain was lost. What happened? Asikule Chanan Alshmei, and they called the son Chanan Alshmei. There's another Giras which says they called him Chanin Alshmei, and it makes quite an interesting nafkamina. Here was a case of Reb Chanin who died. He had a son. Now, either they called him Chanan, so they changed the name, in which case possibly a source to say that if Rachman Litzlan, a person, dies Bechatz Yomov, you should not give the exact same name. And hence they changed it to Chanan. Or, according to the Giras, if they gave him the same name, you see that, you know, you're allowed to do that, and it's okay to do that. There's a very scary Ion Yaakov over here, which Rabbi Tatz will help us with in a minute. It says like this. Yeah, he says like this. What was the Maisa? Rav Chanan didn't have any sons. He didn't have any children. So he davened. And he had a son, and then he died. Sagdi in Yaakov, Umish Engli Banim Chashiv Kemes. The Chamanot son, someone who doesn't have a child, the Gemara says, is Chashiv Kemes. Ulefi Shehirba Betfila. He was Marba Betfila Shehirba Banim Nishma Tfilasei. Velechazarekam. Okay, you're going to have a child. Venigzul of Misa Mamish. Meaning there was a Xeris Misa on you. So the way that the Gezeres Misa was miskayim was by the fact that you didn't have a child. You were marba b'tfila, you want to have a child, you want to have a child, you want to have a child. You had a child. But v'nigzol av misa mamish. V'zeh simcha l'suga ne'afcha al yidei tfilase. I mean, you know, what to do with Ayim Yaakov, I don't know. I mean, a person's not supposed to daven, you know, you shouldn't, I mean, it's, well, what the implications are, I'm saying, what the practical implications of this Ayim Yaakov are very, very scary. Lenny has
deity. I think it just means his curse.
What is it? But I'm saying the practical implications, the practical, the halachal mice implications in this Ayim Yaakov. What do we see from this?
So
again, Shuv Anishal Shaila's Tam. Mazois, what are you supposed to do practically? If Rahman al son, a person doesn't have a child, and maybe the reason why they don't is because it's supposed to be Xeris Mis on them, and this is the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bereith Chem Lassay says, okay, it's not Kedai to daven too much. Should you daven a lot or should you not daven?
It's up to them to choose which one.
So I'm saying that's what I mean. It's a very scary Ayin Yaakov. The practical implications are very, very difficult. Lani is daiti. Very difficult.
What about his wife?
What's that?
What about his wife?
Lachairo.
And she did that, she didn't die.
It doesn't tell us anything about his wife, I hear. Yeah, it's true. But, yeah. The other thing we find by Demois is we find that you're right, that there's no ne'ilai, there's no closing of gates. The Sfarim say that you don't need the malachim to bring up your tefillahs, because you don't need malachim to bring up tefillahs if there's some impediment. There's no impediment if a person davens with Demois. That's what it says. But this is a different story. This is saying that there was a gzeres mis on him. He was ani, he didn't have a child, nechshav kameis, he davened, the tefillah was not chazir's reikam, and then he got the misa mamish. Okay. Good. Yeah, where are we? Fine, that was that. Not yet, good. Kinoch nafshei de Rabbi Yechanan. When Rabbi Yechanan died. Kinoch nafshei de Rabbi Yechanan, pasach alei Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar said, Kosha hayem lo Yisrael ki yem bar shemesh b'tzarayim. This day is so bad for Israel, like the day that the sun set in the afternoon. On this day, the sun came, this is a reference to Yeshiyahu, to Yeshiyahu HaMelech. Again, says the Iyun Yaakov, what's the pshat? Why, when Yeshiyahu died, is this compared to the sun setting in the afternoon early before its time? Near Mishrim the Yeshiyahu Meiz ben Lamet Hashana. He died when he was 39. V'chol shlo yigia l'arbayim shana mikri meis b'chatzi yomav. If a person doesn't reach the age of 40, that's considered to be meis b'chatzi yomav. And so says Rashi lehedyim divrei hayomim, and so on. V'havi ki'ilu bo shemesh b'chatzi hayom, and so on. That's the reason why they use that analogy. Say again? That's what he says. I don't know. I mean, the Gemara we're going to see about Hashem and the Beza Menal Maseches Yevamos. We're going to see about Koris and Misvei Shemayim, different ages. Which I mean, there I think we are going to see 40 and 50, 40 and 50 as important ages. With meaning 70 is considered to be a full lifetime, and 40 is the cutoff. I think we'll see in the Tesis and Beza Menal, I believe. Yeah, ki nach nafshei der Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon was nifter, Yosef, Rabbi Ami, Shiva, Shloishim. He was noeg a regular avelis of Shiva and Shloishim. Am Rabbi Abba, Breder, Mechiyabar Abba, Rabbi Ami, the Ovad, Ligarmehu, the Ovid. Meaning that which he did, he did his own thing. I mean, that's not the halacha. He did it ledate. There's no obligation to do so. The Hachi Amr of Rebbe Rabba, Amr of Yechanan. Rebbe Yechanan himself said, Avilu Rabba Yishalimde Chachma, Eina Yeshlav Ela Yayim Echot. Even if it's your Rebbe who taught you Chachma, you only have to sit for one day. And even on that one day, there's a discussion of how long on that day you need to sit. But certainly you don't have to sit Shiv and Shleishim. And therefore, this was a Tisefes Chumra which he did. Yinach Navshe de Rebbe Zera, Pasach Lehu Sabdana. When Reb Zera was nifter, the Saptan said, "Eretz Shinar Hara V'Yalada." Rebbe Zera was born in Bavel, And then he went to Eretz Yisrael. Some say that's why we find Rav Zeira and Rebbe Zeira. Because if you're from Babel, it was Rav, and in Eretz Yisrael was Rebbe. Some say Rav Zeira and Rebbe Zeira were two different people. Al Kabanim, what did this happen? Say, Eretz Shinar Harav Yelada. Babel became pregnant and gave birth. Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashuehu. And Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is compared to Eretz Tzvi because it stretches like the skin of a deer. It was Megadol, it's delight. Oy na la, Amra Rakas ki avda kleichem dasa. Will they say in Rakas? We saw in Maseches Megillah that Rakas is a reference to Tiberia, and that's where Rebbe Zeira died. So woe, will they say in Rakas ki avda kleichem dasa? They lost their beautiful, delightful vessel. Kinach nachshid Rebbe Avayu achisu amud de kisri maya. Amazing thing, and Rabbi Avayu was Nifta. So what came from the pillars in Kisari? Water, like water was dripping from the pillars. Waters were dripping from the pillars in Kisri. The Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi was Nifta, Shafu Marzavei de Tzipori Dama, the gutters of Tzipori were dripping with blood. The Rabbi Yaakov, when Rabbi Yaakov was Nifter, Ischamiu Keichve Biyamama. The stars were visible during the day. Rashi says, Nira Keichavim, Shnishtana Ha'oila Mirev Tzar. So Rashi learns that just means it was just a very strange day. There was so much distress in the world, he saw stars. Others explain this, you know. It means that Rabbi Yaakov was like the sun. The sun set. If the sun set, you could see the stars. That's how they learn Shanti Gemara. When Rav Asi was Nifter, Iakru Kol Ilanya. All of the trees were uprooted. Rav Chia was Nifter, Nechisu Kipei Denura Mirkia. We mentioned yesterday, Rav Chia Ubanov. When Rav Chia was Nifter, so what descended from Shemayim? Kipi the Nura, Rashi says, Avanim shall ur. Balls of fire came from heaven. Amazing. Nechizu Kipi the Nura, Merkia. The Reb Menachem Reb Yosi. When Reb Menachem Reb Yosi, which the Gemara says elsewhere, he was a chassid. He never looked at the tzursa of a matbea. He never looked at the imprint for the coin. And so what does he do over here? And test again. Yeah, Reb Simoi, he changed it to Reb Simoi. So the tzlamim became like slabs. Rashi says, Ishtod tzlamanayi moichu, parts of shalayad, meaning he was such a tzaddik, he never looked at the parts of panim. So these images of faces on statues, on various idols, they became chalak, they were nismayach, they just became like slabs. The Reb Tanchum Reb Chia, when Reb Tanchum Reb Chia was Nifter, Iskatsu Kol Indartia. Also, the Indartia, the statues, were, Rashi says, Tzur Satzlamim Sheisim Al Shem HaMelech Shemes. They also got cut off. The Reb El Yashiv, when Reb El Yashiv was Nifter, Ichtaru Shivin Machtarta Benahador. 70 tunnels in Nahardo were nechta, were kind of dug. Rashi says the ganavim, the beschusei lehayu asu ganavim. So I guess it means that they discovered these 70 tunnels, which so long as he was alive, he was able to protect the town from these ganavim. The Rav Amuna nechisu kipu de barda, when Rav Amuna was nifter. Balls of hail came down Mirakia. The Rabbah of Rabbi Yosef, when Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef were Nifter, the Mepharshim say it wasn't at the same time. You often find Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef together. The Rabbah of Rabbi Yosef, Noshuk, Kipi de Pras Hadadiyah. The Kipi of Pras kind of were kissing one another. What does that mean? Rashi says, last Rashi, Noshuk, Kipi, second last Rashi, Kip Ois, Shal Gisharim, like the arches of the bridges, nishtabru, they broke, v'nashku zuizu, and somehow they kind of, they broke and they kind of came close to one another, the Mefarshim say, as if to say that the world is no longer stable now that Rabba and Rabbi Yosef were nefta.
The hailstone by Rav Nuna, unless they were huge.
I'm sorry?
The hailstone by Rav Nuna, unless they were huge or whatever, you do find phenomena where you get these big hailstones. So
yeah, the question is, you know, hail is not necessarily something so miraculous. I guess it must be something which was bigger than the norm. Yep, the Abai Barava, Nashik, keep it. Diglas Adadi, something happened when Abai and Rava, when Iftar, the world was less stable. Abai and Rava, the Havayas of Abai and Rava. Kinach Nafshi, there of Misharshia, Tone Dikli Shitsa. So the dekel tree, instead of producing fruit, it produced thorns. So those are some of the things which were said at the Levaya of these Amoroyim. And Tanayim also we had. Good.
So interesting is the simon we had at the beginning.
I had the same question. Yeah.
There's a whole discrepancy.
Yes, correct. You know.
There's no Shmuel.
Yeah. I had that question also. It doesn't include everyone in the simon. It only includes exactly the last few at the end. It doesn't include. We had a similar thing in a similar simon. We had a similar thing in a simon earlier. And it didn't mention everyone. And I remember there is someone saying why the simon doesn't include everyone, but I didn't see anyone who said that over here. But yeah, I had the same question. Now, remember we said that we spoke about being repairing garments, but we differentiated between repairing with a tefira, which is like a wide tefer, it's a tefer shalek derech, which is not done properly. Or we mentioned ichui, and we mentioned to be ma'ache es hakera, is when you stitch something up properly. When you stitch something up properly, the Gemara number days is going to speak about ichui alexandri, the alexandri form of ichui, when they would stitch things up properly. Some say it means that they would stitch from the inside of the garment, so you would barely see the different. You wouldn't see the gap at all. That's considered to be a proper stitch. And as we mentioned, the Chazal, that Avram Avinu is compared on the words Achis Lanu. This is Avram. He is the Ach Sheicha Es Hakera. He is the one that there was a great disconnect between this world and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he was Icha Es Hakera. He wrote the word Ach and Achis is to connect. So it says the price of Elu Kroin Shein Misach, and the following is speaks about certain garments which you have to rent, which you're not allowed to stitch up properly. And I think we mentioned over here about 10 cases. Hakarei Al Aviv Al Imay. So number one, parents, Rabbi Shalim De Tera. Again, we mentioned a few times Machlekes what Rabbi means. Take a look at the Gemara in Bava Metzi and Daf Lamed Gimel. The Machleik is Rabbi, I think Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, as to what is a rabbi. That speaks about a Shavas Aveda. But so similar Machleik is over here. Rabbi Shalim de Teira. Va'al Nasi, number three, Va'al Av Bezdin. Al Shmois Rois, Al Birkas Hashem, if a person Achman Atlan curses Hashem. Va'al Sefer Teira Shinisraf. Va'al Ari Yehuda. Va'al Anikdash. Va'al Yerushalayim. So in all these cases, these are situations where one has to rent one's garment, and there is an iser of to be ma'ache, to stitch it up properly in a way that it does not look like it's been torn. The Braisa finishes by saying, the kirei al migdash umeisiv al Yerushalayim. And we'll see what the case is, that you tear, if you see the base HaMikdash, and then if you subsequently see Yerushalayim b'churbana, you just add on. So let's see. Obviously, the Imei Rabbi Shlom de Teira, those first three, Minalan, where do you know that from? Tichsiv, Elisha Ra, Elisha saw, Vahu Mitzak, Avi Avi Rech, Vishra Ufarashov. So he cried for the Patira of Eliyahu. So we dash and we say, Avi Avi is Avi the Imei. Rech, Vishra Ufarashov, the chariot of Israel and the horseman, the Rabbi Shlom de Teira. This is a reference to Rabbi Shlom de Teira, which Agav, I mean, Eliyahu Lecher was the Rabbi Muvak of Elisha. So maybe we have a smach that when the Brayis was speaking about Rabbi Shlom de Teira, the whole source is from the Elisha-Eliyahu relationship. Maybe that can shed some light on what type of a rabbi we're referring to. Says the Gemara, where do you see a reference to Rabbi? My mashma. Kidimatagam Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef is Matargim, Rebbe, the Tavlahim Li Yisrael, but Slaisim Rasichin Ufroshim. He was better, or was as good at Li Yisrael, with his tefillah, more so than the horse and the chariots and so on. Now, what does the pasuk actually say? I mean, in theory, where do you see the have to tear your garment? The answer is, the pasuk says, after the words Rechav Yisrael for Hashav, Valira O Oid Vayechazek Bivgadav Vikraim Lishnayim Kruyim. So you see that he tore his garment. It's interesting, the Gemara doesn't actually say like the Goymer to teach us that basic din, because we're trying to learn out, number one, where there's a Chiv Kriya. Number two, how do you know, like the next words, Valim Isachim, and where do you see that you're not allowed to stitch it up? From the end of the pasuk, it says, Vayechazek Bivgadav Yikraim Mishnayim Kruyim. It says he tore it into two pieces. Says the Gemara Mashma, isn't it implied already? Shadema Vayikraim. It says he tore it. Any idea Shlashnayim, it's the Shnayim Kruyim. Why does he need to say that? It must remain in two pieces forever. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Elio Chayu. What's the raya you have to tell Kriya for Rabbi Shenifter Aleipnach? He's still alive. Elio is still alive. Chayu. Amalei gave an echsiv v'lei ra'o oid. The pasuk says he didn't see him anymore. Being that it says v'lei ra'o oid legabi didei kemeis dami. So it's considered to be as if he is mace. Says the Ritva. Somewhere over here. Yeah, Pirish. V'dafke Elio sh'ol l'marim. The aim lemaid in mizel lemisha pirish mimenu rabbi leleches lemdinas hayam b'chayotzeboy. Da afshe shirenu oid. Meaning, don't think you can learn from here to any other situation. If you know you're never going to see your Rebbe again, if whatever the circumstances is, we still don't say you tell Kriya. Ritva says, because maybe you will. The Miri says, and even if you know for a fact that you won't, you don't tell Kriya on a person who's alive, even if you'll never see him again. Nasi v'ad bezdin v'shmois rois menalon. Where do you know if a nasi and ad bezdin and bad tidings that you tear kriya and there's an iser ichoy? Dechziv eichazak David b'vgad of Ukraine. David took hold of his garment, tore it. V'gam kol anashim ashe itoy. Vayispadu v'yivku v'yitzumo ado erev al shaol v'al yohines and benoi v'al amashem al basis rokinaflu b'cherev. So the way the Shaul died, Yonasan died, and a large amount of Klal Yisrael died, of Eis Yisrael. So Shaul, it's a reference to Zenasi, it's a reference to the king. Zenasi. Yonasan is a reference to the Av Bezdin. Rashi says in the Ksav Yad, the Chacham Hava, you don't find that he was the Av Bezdin necessarily, but he was a Chacham. Now this is Rav Elishma Yisrois. So, frag the Gemara Rav Bar Shava, Rav Kahana, Ve'ima Adav Kulu. Maybe it's only when they heard, when David heard, Shaul was nifter, Yonasan was nifter, a large amount of Klal Yisrael were nifter. Maybe you need all of it in order to tear Kriya. Amalei Al Hifsika Inyan. It says the word Al. And therefore that comes to be mafsik the inyan. Some add in the words over here, she'ein mis'achin minalon, and where do you know that you're not allowed to stitch up the garment? Yalef kera mi'elisha, within an exerishava from Elisha. Because the Gemara otherwise doesn't tell us, how do you know you're not allowed to sew it up in a normal fashion? Fragbi Gemara mi karinan ash. It says the word al several times in the pasuk, showing that each one is significant enough to warrant a kriya. It's not that, otherwise it would have said al, shol, yonasan, ubeis Yisrael. Al this, al shol, al yonasan. No. Frag the Gemara mi karin na shmuz rois. Do we tear just for shmuz rois? Va omru le l'shmuel. You told Shmuel, katol shvur malka, Treisa Alfi Yehudoye, the Mizigas Kisri. They told Shmuel that Shmuel Malka killed 12,000 Jews in a place called Mezikas Kisri, Valekara. And he didn't take Kriyum. As the Gemara says, Le Amru Elabarev Tzibur, Ukamaisa Shahaya. Now, the only time you do it is if it's a Bechin of Rav Tzibur. Discussion that we shared in what Rav Tzibur means. Does it mean Rav Shevet? Does it mean Rav of the town? Ukamaisa Shahaya. And that case where the 12,000 were killed was not a Bechin of Rav Tzibur, hence there was no Kriya. Frank the Gemara, me, Katal Shvur Malka, you die. Shvur Malka killed Yidden. The Harmel Shvur Malka lishmuel tastily. I'm going to be rewarded. I never killed a single Jew. I'm certainly going to be rewarded because I'm not like all the other kings. So I'm going to be rewarded for that. Says the Gemara Hassam over there, Inu Garmil and Afshayu. It's not considered, quite interesting what the Gemara is saying, it's not considered that he was the one who killed them, insofar as they caused their own death. The Amr Bami Lakal Yaseri, the Mezikas Kisri, Pakashura Dalutkia, because of the great noise of the harp in the place of Mezikas Kisri, because of that, which they thought, because of that, the Yidden were rebelling, Pakashura Dalutkia, the walls of Lutkia burst. I mean, there was so much noise, and she says, Garmel Amshai, 2 lines down, to Mordube, that was considered like a rebellion. He never did it for naught. But there, it was because there was a rebellion, or a perceived rebellion. Now we said, Albirkas Hashem, in Nalan, where do you know there's an obligation of Kriya, if one hears Birkas Hashem? Tesis quotes a fascinating machlekes in the Yerushalmi. Is it only if you hear a Yid who is Mekalo, or even if you hear a Goyim? Tesis says, Albirkas Hashem the Nachrim Pligi Achav Yerushalmi. Is the Amri Rav Shaka Yisrael Mumra Hava? And he was Mavarchas Hashem, but he was a Yid, he was a Yisrael Mumra. Abu the Nachri, there's no obligation. Is the Amri Rav Shaka was a Nachri? And so on. So interesting, Machlekas, is there an obligation of Kriya if you hear a Nachri who is Mavarchas Hashem? Albirkas Hashem in Al Dechziv. The Pasuk says, V'yavei el Yakim ben Chilkiah asher labayis v'shevna sefer v'yeach ben Asaf hamazke el Chizkiyo krui begodim. They came with torn garments. And the reason why is because they heard someone who blasphemed. They heard someone who was Mubarachas Hashem. So you see, therefore, there's a Chiv Kriya al Birkas Hashem. Tanabon echad ha-shemea v'echad ha-shemea mipya shemea chayiv likraya. Anyone who actually hears someone who is Mavarachas Hashem, and someone who hears from someone who heard it, but he actually hears them say it, Chayiv Likraya. He's also obligated. V'Eidim Einan Chayavim Likraya. But Eidim who testify in Bezdin about what they heard, when they say over what they heard, they're not Mechuyev to be Kireya Nachamol. Shekva Karu B'Shosh Shomu. They were already Kireya at the time when they heard in the first instance. Say again? The Yonim will have to be Kareh when they hear. Some add in the words, V'chi karu b'shosh shamu mayhavi. Who cares if they were Kareh once? So what if they do? Hakashami hasht, but they hear it again? Says the Gwanel. Leis al gadaitach. Tachsiv. The Pasuk says, not like that. The Pasuk says, V'hi kishmei hamelech Chizkiyo, when Chizkiyo heard, V'yikris begadav, Hamelech Kara. It's Madurig, the Melech was Kerea. The Haim, but the Edom who testified, Le Karu. They were not Kerea again. So it's Madurig from the Pasuk that they don't have to do it again. How do you know that you're not allowed to sew it up normally? Ask your Kriya, Kriya. Well, then at Exereshava, Kriya, Kriya. Says my Sefer Torah is from Menon. What do you know that a Sefer Torah was burned? You have to tear the chsiv because the pasuk says, "Vayikir kro Yehudi shalish dlosis v'arba." And here it says dlosis. We're going to translate it as stanzas, and really we're going to see if it's referring to psukim. When the Yehudi read three stanzas and four stanzas, yikra'el he tore betar hasefer v'hashlech el ha'ish. He took the sefer and he threw it in the fire, Sher El Ha'ach, which was by the fireplace. What is going on in this story? says the Gemara like this. What was the Maisa? The Maisa was like this. My shalosh d'las is v'arba. What does it mean when they read three or four stanzas, three or four psukim? Amru le yayakim. Fascinating. They had Yirmiyahu, the Mefarshim explained, he wrote, I think it's Perek Aleph, Beis, and Dalet of Eicha, in advance, as a way to try and deter people from continuing their bad ways, and to get people to be ba'as b'tshuvot, because of b'tshuvot. So they started to read Megillas Eicha in front of Yehoyakim. So they said like this, Kosev Yirmiyahu Sefer Kines. Yirmiyahu wrote Sefer Kines, Eicha. Amr Elohu, he said to Yehoyakim, said to them, Maksiv Bey, what does it say? So they read the first Pasuk. Eicha Yashva Badad. Amr Elohu, I know Malka, I'm a king, I don't care about Yerushalayim if it's going to be Charev, I'm the Melech, I'm going to stay the Melech. I don't care if everyone else dies. Amr Elohu, Pasuk Bey says, Bachi Sivke Balayla. They're going to be crying at night. So once again, Amar, no Malka, I'm the king, I don't care. They read Pasuk Gimel, Golsi Hudemoni. He said, I know Malka, I'm a king, I don't care. Darachit Zin Avela, Yisbekal Yisrael, Zin, I'm going to be an Avelis. Once again, I know Malka. When he got to Pasuk Hey, they read at Pasuk Hey, Hayud Tzareh HaLaroish. Who's going to take over? The Tzareh, the Tzarim, the Oyev is going to be the Reish, not you, the king. So Amar lo, man Amar, who said this? Ki Hashem hoige al rei pshayah. And here the Mefarshim say that the word hoige is miloshin hege, like to make a sound, like Hashem is speaking. Ki Hashem hoige al rei pshayah. Hashem is speaking, and this is going to be the punishment because of all of the pshayim of the nation. So Yoyakim got hopping mad. Miyad kadu kalas karishaba. He cut out all of the shemais. The Sarafan Be'esh, and he tossed it into the fire, and behind the Chsiv, and this is Pshat in the Pasuk, Vele Fachadu, Vele Karu is Bigdeim, and they were not fearful, and they didn't tear their clothing, Michlal, the bow, and Ikra, which implies that there is an obligation to tear their clothing. Meaning they should have torn their clothing, but when they saw that the Sefer Torah was thrown into the fire, but they didn't. But at least we can be medayik that there is an obligation to do so. Here we go. Says the Ritva somewhere. Yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe it's on the next line. Let's see. So we say al kapoy mechal de bol nikra. Amli rapapal abaya emar mishum shmois harois. Maybe the reason why they tore is because of Shmois Reis, because of bad tidings, which are going to happen. Not because of the Srefus of Terah. Amar lei, Shmois Reis bahi shaita mihavu. Were there Shmois Reis at that time? Says the Ritva Pirish, delei mikri Shmois Reis ela la'achar maisa. Ava mipnei mash osed liois. Afilu nechtem gzar din. We don't say that's called Shmois Reis. Even if it's a gzar din, da efshu the mikra, cave in the rabbim ninu. It's the tzibor, they can do teshuvah. And the chilei mikra nami calls man shle hayu ein likraya ugemaisa shaya. So says the Ritva, says the Gemara, you're not going to tear for a nevuah about Shmois Reis. And so when they ask a question, I think it's the Yavetz who asks, we find a case where a melech did tear his garment because of Shmois Reis. He says he did that out of tshuva. It wasn't, you know, because it happened. He just did it as a way to do tshuva. Good. Fregdi Gemara, it says, Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Huna, Harei Sefer Torah Shenisraf, they change it to. Chayiv Likreya Shtei Kriyais, Peladei Gezach. They have to tear Kriya twice. Echad El Akvil, Echad El Aksav. One for the cloth, and one for the words. Shneimar Achri Sarf HaMelech Es HaMegillah, the Asa Devarim, mentions the Megillah and the Devarim. Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna Bar Chiya, have a Yasu Kameda Rabbi. Rabbi Abba.
Is that even if only the cloth is torn, but not that it's torn?
We're talking about the Srefa. If the Sefer Torah was burned, so then it's for both things. They were sitting Kameda Rabbi Abba, Bo Lafnu, they need to be excused. Shakle, Titafte, took off his tefillin, Achte, Abbasadim, placed it on a cushion. Asya Bas Namisa. And a great big bird came, some say it's an ostrich. Bo Lemivlon, who wanted to swallow up the tefillin. Amar, he came back and said, Hashta, Chayvim Lishtei Kriyas. Some say he was able to shoo the bird away, but he said, had the bird swallowed up the tefillin, I would have been mechuyev two kriyas, one for the gvil and one for the oisiyos. Amalei menalcha. How do you know that? V'ha'ah, but the Abi of that is a similar story. Asur the kamid of Masna, but the Abi he wasn't sure. Asur the kamid of Yehuda, but Amalei Achiyam Shmuel, and he said b'shem Shmuel, le'omru, the only time we say that you have to tear twice is ela bizroya. It's only if a person comes with force, like the Maisa Shahaya, meaning with Yoyakim. I mean, it says the Shach in your day in Shin Mem, Sivkatan Invov, it's only because of the Bizoyan. If a person takes a Sefer Terach, one of the Tzlan, and throws it in the fire, that is a terrible Bizoyan. But if an ostrich eats it, I mean, it's not, obviously, it's a bad, bad thing, but that's not a bizarrean. There's no obligation in such a case. Says the Ma'ari Yehuda Menadi, there's a Chiyat Kriya, the Chsiv, Yavaya Nashe, Mishchem, Mishile, Mishom, and Shmein, Ish. The people came, 80 people, and the story goes, they hadn't yet heard about the Churban, and they were coming to bring a carbon. And they came, and they realized what had happened, and they were Megulchi Zakon, or Kriya Begadim, and they tore their garments, Umizgaydidim, and they cut themselves, and they had a carbon mincha with Levina. Lahavi Beis Hashem, they were bringing this, and they realized, they saw the Ari Yehuda, Bechurbanan, and so on. Amem Chelbi, Amr Ula, Bira, Amr Belaz, Ari Yehuda, Bechurbanan. If a person sees the Ari Yehuda in desolation, one is supposed to say the Pasuk, Ari Kachicha, Hayu Midbar, the holy cities became a Midbar. Why dafka Ari Yehuda? And so it says over here in Tafkuf Samach Aleph, it says Ari Ari Yehuda b'Churbanan Zak the Mishnah Berurah V'Lei Ari Yisrael. He quotes a Bach, "V'Lei Chashivi Kol Kach." Ari Yisrael not Chashiv Kol Kach. And so then you say this line, Ari Kachcha Hayu Midbar V'Kireya. If you see Yerushalayim b'Churbana, a Mitzian Midbar Haisa Hayas Yerushalayim Shemama. Sion has become like a midbar. It has become like a midbar, and one is kereah. Based on Migdish Bechorbanah, Emer, based Kachinim, Sifarteinu, Asher, Hil, Luch, Avistein, our Avis were Mahalit. Hayil, Asrifus, Eish. It became this great fire. Chom, Achmadenu, Haya, Lacharava, and now it's become desolate. The kereah. Couple more lines. Kereah al Migdish, who makes Sifal Yushlaim. We said last in the Bryce is, one is kereah on the base of Migdash. And then, if you venture out to the base of the Migdash, to Yerushalayim, you're Moisef. Frag the Gemara of Raminu. Echad HaShemea, Echad HaRaya, Kevin Shigil at Seifim, be whether you see or hear, once you reach Seifim, Kireah. That already warrants one Kriya. The Kireah LaMigdash B'vnei Atzmei, V'al Yerushalayim B'vnei Atzmei. So you have to do a separate Kriya. Why are you saying it's sufficient just to be Moisef? Says the Gemara, Hadapagid the Migdash B'Resha. So if you tore on the Iker Churban, the Mikdash, like you came in a Shida table, Migdal, the Rishonim say, so you never saw the Ari Yehuda B'Churbanan, because you just first chanted upon the base of Mikdash, which is Charav, and then afterwards you go out, then you're just Moisef. Hadavag Yerushalayim Bereisha. Then you tear for Yerushalayim separately, and the base of Mikdash separately. Terabana B'Churban Rishayim, the Shela, the Migdalan, the Leitim, the Lasseis, and Kevin Sulamis. Even though you're not allowed to stitch it up properly, you can do these makeshift types of stitching, slightly different versions of a loy lachis, and you cannot stitch it up properly. Okay, Alexandri. What does it mean you can't stitch it up properly? Like an ichui which was done in Alexandria Shlom Mitzrayim. Again, like we mentioned, Lakhtesa says, Bishalmi Ezo ichui kol she'ein mekimi nikr. It's a really good stitch. You can't even tell that it's been torn. That is the type of ichui that we say you're not allowed to do. Okay, over here. Yeah. You're not allowed to do that for a mace. But like we mentioned, the Tesis in Yevamos, which says that when, I think it was when Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yeshua were Nifta, I think it says Rabbi Kiva cut himself. Tesis says, I lace is going to do. Tesis says, he did it for the Torah which was lost. You can't do it for a mace, but for the Torah which was lost, you can't.